Hello, and welcome to the Good Mood Podcast. My name is Dr. Talia Marcagiani. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I have dedicated my practice to learning everything there is to know about optimizing mental and emotional health. In this podcast, we answer the question, what does it take to live a life of truth, beauty, freedom, vitality, purpose, and joy? In a mix of solo episodes and interviews, I'll be talking about all the things that fascinate me. Nutrition, nature, the latest science, psychology and psychotherapy, mindfulness and meditation, supplementation, and more. I'm so excited to have you here. In today's short solo episode, I talk about mental health diagnoses. Is it helpful to have one? Is it the same thing as getting a diagnosis of, let's say, type 1 diabetes? Take a listen to find out. Hello, I am Dr. Talia Marcagiani, and I just wanted to share part of a conversation I had with a patient today who actually asked if I could record this for the records. So one of the things that came up in our conversation that comes up in a lot of different conversations is, when do I stop trying to get a diagnosis to figure out the label for what's happening with my mood and mental health? And, you know, so I'm noticing these different factors that can affect my mood, like when the weather is gray or during the winter, I notice an exacerbation of my depression, or my depression is exacerbated premenstrually. The 7 to 10 days before my period, I notice huge fluctuations in mood in terms of irritability, crying, motivation, energy levels. There's sort of like a gray cloud that covers me. I'm trying to understand the connection between my gut microbiome and, or are these fluctuations in mood that I'm noticing throughout my cycle where there are periods of high energy and then periods of low energy? Could it be bipolar disorder? And so one of the things that I said was, you know, when we have these conditions like seasonal affective depression or seasonal affective disorder, premenstrual syndrome, or a new one, PME, which is premenstrual exacerbation of an underlying mood condition, it's sometimes not super helpful. So one of the things that might happen if you have diabetes is you'll have these physical symptoms. You might be urinating more frequently. You might notice weight loss. You might notice extreme fatigue. And when a doctor tests your blood, they may find high glucose. And what is happening is your body is no longer producing insulin. Your body's not able to absorb sugar from your food, and you're slowly wasting away and starving. And the remedy is then to start a regime of injecting insulin to replace the insulin that your pancreas is no longer making. And so when we think of disease, we're carving out a section of nature where we have physical symptoms, we have laboratory signs, and we have physical signs as well. And all of that culminates in one root cause that then lends to one solution, which is to replace the missing hormone and inject it. When we have something like seasonal affective disorder or PMS, we have a constellation of symptoms, but we don't have any lab tests and we don't have really any classic physical signs. A lot of these conditions are diagnosed based on symptoms, on subjective checklists. So carving an area, a territory around your symptoms to provide it with a label. And what we often hope for when we seek a label is that we're going to understand what causes this phenomenon, these symptoms, and what the treatment is. But with something like seasonal affective disorder, we don't actually know. There's some talk and some research around maybe it's related to vitamin D. Maybe it's related to a dysfunction in our circadian rhythms because of the deficiency in bright lights. But then we know that vitamin D doesn't necessarily resolve the symptoms predictably, or it's just one of the many factors that may be associated with seasonal affective disorder. And light therapy also has some variable effects. And so again, it hasn't shown huge promise in reversing seasonal affective disorder. Meanwhile, at the same time, that person with SAD, seasonal affective disorder, may have a great mood on a bright sunny day or once July hits and the weather is predictably sunnier. So we know, okay, so this person feels worse in the winter and better in the summer, but that's not necessarily explaining this condition in the way that your pancreas's inability to make insulin explains type 1 diabetes that can then be tested via lab work, shown in terms of the symptoms you're experiencing and in the signs that your body is exhibiting. And so when it comes to these conditions like PMS and PME and PMDD and SAD and all of the acronyms, even depression and even anxiety and bipolar, we don't have signs and we don't have lab testing and we don't have imaging that can reliably help us diagnose these conditions. These are conditions based on subjective questionnaires, and sometimes a label can be very helpful in terms of accessing a community, accessing certain specialists and people that have focused on this, looking at research, right? You can do a study on women who have similar symptoms that can be categorized as PMS and see what solution might benefit them. But what these labels don't tell us is exactly what's happening below the surface, right? We don't know that PMS is caused necessarily by one thing. It's likely a factor of different things. Likewise, we don't know if, you know, that depression or SAD or bipolar is caused by one thing. It's a combination of genetic factors and dietary factors and the different systems in our body and the weather and, you know, post-traumatic stress or a history of a family history or, you know, maybe nutrient deficiencies. There's a whole constellation of factors that could be at play. And so what my job is as an ND, as a naturopathic doctor, is to figure out as many of those factors that could be influencing mood as possible. And if a patient is coming in with a label that maybe they've been diagnosed with, or maybe they've done research and they're like, you know what, I have seasonal affective disorder. You know, I noticed that I feel great in the summer, feel horrible in the winter, and I definitely know that the weather affects my mood. We can work at that level and we can try and understand and we can narrow down the factors that might help them. But really what we're trying to do is work from a grassroots perspective as opposed to working from a top-down label perspective. And so a label can help us. It can help us access health. It can help us access community. It can help us access research. But a label doesn't necessarily inherently deliver a cure, a solution, or even an understanding of what is at play below our symptoms. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions about that. My name is Dr. Talia Marcogiani. I'm a naturopathic doctor and I practice in Toronto.